This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Good Erev Shabbos. We continue in our series on Tefillah. Ion Tefillah, sponsored by our dear friend in Los Angeles, Rabbi Tzal Rozalu Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, his Nisham Shavan Aliyah. We're continuing. I think we're on year three, and we're towards the end of Psukei Dezimra. And for those who don't remember, in Shul we do this every Shal Shudas. This is the Shal Shudas year, and we go through every week. There are five parts of Psukei Dezimra. Negadelcha, Uneshabechacha, Unefaercha, V'nazkir Shimcha, V'namlichacha. Negadelcha is Gidol, braiding, as in Miriam Megadel Seyar, where we take various psukim from throughout Tanakh, we braid together similar themes, Rachamim, Tzavakoi, Soishia, Oiz, Nekama, and so forth. Then, Nishabechacha, we're Mishabeach, life. Things seem bleak, things seem troublesome, we think that we're having a setback, no. Toiv Hashem Lakol, it's all good. Yibam Hashem is paving the way for good things for us. Yibam Hashem is making things better for us. It's not a Yerida, it's an Aliyah. Unifa'ercha, that refers to the Pe'er of human history. Those are the Halalukas, the five Halalukas, corresponding to the five eras of world history. First Halaluka, before Mashiach comes, don't trust in false messiahs. Second Halaluka is as Mashiach is coming. Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidchei Yisrael Yichanes. The third Halleluka is when Mashiach is here, we're the conductor of the universe, and we say, heavens, praise Hashem, earth, praise Hashem. Then the fourth Halleluka is Tchias Hamesim. Yifayar Anovim Bishua, Besoifu Machal Yizamrulai. And the fifth Halleluka is the Oilam HaNeshama, is called HaNeshama Tahalaka. And now we're up to V'nazkir Shimcha, as we mentioned the last 2 weeks, that when David HaMelech coronated Shlomo, Shlomo reached the pinnacle of greatness. He could have been Mashiach. And at that time, he's in danger of forgetting that this is all the success that is brought by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, V'nazkir Shimcha, Eilev Arecha ve'eilev Asusa v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. We always are successful by remembering the name of Hashem. Says Reb Schwab. Then we say Vayivarach David, and Atahu Hashem v'chori simay abris. Two times we talk about mentioning Hashem's name, and we say these psukim: Atahu Hashem levadecha, Ata osisas Hashemayim, Shmei Hashemayim, Haaretz v'chosha, Yam v'chosha v'atem v'chayis kulam. What are these psukim? These psukim are written in Nehemiah. For those in the Young Israel group, many years ago, before COVID, when somehow I crossed over the Van Wyck every day, we were zoicha to learn Sefer Daniel, Sefer Ezra, Sefer Nehemiah, and a bunch of the Treyas. So we're learning Nehemiah. There were 8 Levim from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah on the 24th day of Tishrei. They fasted, and Bnei Yisrael did tshuva for the Averos that they committed, which caused great anxiety and worry to the Jewish returnees, and because of that they burnt down the walls of Yerushalayim. And the 8 Levim did tshuva for these sins until Nehemiah came and he rebuilt the walls of Yerushalayim, and they gathered to fast and to return to God, and they wrote a Kesav Amana. What's a Ksav Amana? Hatzara. What's a Hatzara? Like Hatzara's Balfour. You know the Hebrew word Hatzara? Is a declaration. Dalet Ayin Kuf Lamed Aleph Resh Yud Yud Shin Aleph Nun. Declaration. You know that Hebrew word declaration? So they made a declaration to believe in God, to trust in Him. And Uba'u Be'Allah Uvishvua. They made an oath to go in the Torah and to preserve the mitzvahs, and the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah signed it, and they obligated themselves in many mitzvahs. And Chazal said, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, they wrote a sefer, and they put out this document in the Azara, and in the morning it was signed. Who signed it? Hashem. Hadahu dechsev v'chozois anachnu karsim amana v'koisvim v'al achosum. And on that time it says God signed it. What is God's signature? Chaisamay shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, MS. God's signature is truth. Bereshis bara Elohim. Baal Turim says, Soifei Tevois, MS. Why is God called MS? We learned last week. He's a mixture of Rachamim and Din. Aim is Rachamim. Mace is Din. MS is the combination of the two. And we say a chelek of this tefillah in order to clarify the relationship of God's name. That, in other words, in order to clarify and declare that not only does the whole world recognize Shem Tifartecha, but when it comes to the Jewish people, I'm sorry, not only does the world recognize that Hashem's name, they also recognize that God is our God. Okay? So there are two concepts. One is that not only does mankind recognize God, the Creator, but even though, you know, why for a North Korean, all that's noigea to him is that there's a Creator who created the world and guides the world. But no, there's another thing he has to know. That even though there's a Creator, the Creator is specifically the God of the Jewish people. What does that mean, he's specifically the God of Jewish people? He created the world for everyone. Number one, his interest is more for the Jewish people. God is interested more in the Jewish people. It sounds biased, it sounds exclusive, but what can we do? That's reality. The example is, yes, God created the whole world. But when you go to your son's graduation, your grandson's graduation. So I have, my kids go to Yeshiva Darche Torah. So when they have a play, they're like 8 parallel classes. So I'm sitting there in a big room, and they're, you know, about 150 little kids dressed up in costumes. And I'm watching all of them, all right? No. My eyes are on one kid. Yeah, but you know, I see everyone. You're right, I see everyone. But I'm zoomed in. My focus is on one kid. That is what Hashem is like for the Jewish people. Namely, Hashem created the world. He knows what's going on everywhere. But His focus is on the Jewish people. And not only that, moreover, what do we mean that God is the God of the Jewish people? What that means is, everything that happens in the world is only because of the Jewish people. Rav Miller would say, Hu Hashem Elokeinu, He's our God. And in the capacity of our God, B'chol Haaretz Mishpatav is everything that He does. Okay. And it says, we already explained many times, this is, and I'm not familiar with this, Ata Hu Hashem Levadach. You, Ata Hu. Hu refers to God. Who is a reference to the idea that Hashem is beyond comprehension. I didn't know this. Ata hu. There's a difference between who and ze. Ze is, I see you, you, I could point to it, I know it, I'm familiar with it. Ze. Who is something that you're not familiar with? By the way, the Gra says that's really the limud of Moed B'Miktsas. Asher yoimer ki hu ze. There's a zeh here, something we know about, something the person's moided to, and there's a who, there's something the guy is not moided to, something we don't know about. That's the Gra says that's the source of Moed B'Miktsas. So when we refer to God as who, that's a reference to Him being beyond our comprehension. And we're saying, V'atahu Hashem, atahu! You know when you were who? You know when you were beyond comprehension? Levadecha. Before creation. But then you made the heavens. The heavens are what we see, which is a very small amount of the sky. It's not even a billionth of the space. But you also created Shmei HaShemayim, which you created the whole universe and all the constellations. V'chol Tzva'am, Ha'aretz, this world, b'chol asher olam, whatever is on it, hayamim, the seas, v'chol asher b'hem, ve'ata mechaya es kulam. You didn't just fashion it, but every moment, God imbues life into all of creation, and every moment, God is pumping your heart and allowing your lungs to breathe in oxygen. Utzva hashamayim, the angels, and all the darei mala. And now, says Reb Schwab, we turn to see a wondrous image. We all know that in the shamayim, in the heavens, in space, there's something called supel galaxies. You know that Hebrew word? Supel galaxies. Like they have these advertisements for a supel drink. You know, it's a Lashon HaKodesh. You know, it's a very holy kind of drink. Supel drink. Well, there's something called supel galaxies. We know the vastness of space. And each galaxy has billions of stars. And each star is brighter than the sun. And our sun, with its few stars, the Milky Way, is negligible compared to, you know, to get to the sun, it would take, you know, many light years. But the sun and the Milky Way, as big as it is negligible compared to the rest of space. So it's interesting. God has a lot of real estate. You know, God has a lot of real estate. So what's he interested in? So amazing. Of all of God's real estate, in all the various galaxies, in all the space, and all the super galaxies, in the billions of light years of area, there's this little ball, basically a speck of dust. It's called planet Earth. And on that speck of dust, there's a three-year-old lives there. His name was Abraham. And Abraham at first worshipped idols together with the rest of the people of the city and Terach. He was immersed in Avodah Zarah. Maybe there are a few old men who didn't serve Avodah Zarah, like Noach and Shem and Eber. And this three-year-old, he began to think, you know, how does the earth go around the sun? How's there day and night? Who's moving all this? Who's changing the times? Who's spinning the earth? Who's making it rain? Who's pumping my heart? Who gave me the ability to see? And Avraham is asking himself all these questions. And he began to teach the world, you know what? There's somebody behind the scenes who's running the show. He's the guy on the top. He's spinning it. He's running everything. He created everything. And at that moment, Avraham Avinu began to talk to Hashem. And then the Almighty God, who sits on his Kisei HaKavod, among the holy angels, and the Srafim, and the Oifanim, and the Chayis HaKodesh, billions of light years away, in a vastness of inestimable space, the Ribbono Shel left his throne, and he focused all of his attention, billions and billions of light years away, to one little boy on a speck of dust in the universe, who was thinking about him. This is what it means. Ata hu Hashem Elokim levadecha. Ata asisas hashamayim. You made the heavens, God. Shmei hashamayim. The heavens of the heavens. Eretz v'yamim. You made the earth and the sea. V'chol tzva'eyim. You made everything. You created all of existence. And you left everything. You ignored everything to choose one individual. Ata hu Hashem Elokim asher bacharta ba'avram. You chose Avraham. He is the the charming entity that found favor with you. You took him out of Ur Kasdim. Now, what's Kasdim? Anybody have any idea? Anybody know why it's called Ur Kasdim? I bet nobody knows why it's called Ur Kasdim. You ever wonder why is it called? Because Nachar had a son, Kesed. V.S. Kesed. Did you know that? Yeah, well, it's not called Pildashim. V.S. Kesed, V.S. Chazoy, right? But it's called Ur Kasdim. And Ur means city, like ear. Ur Chazal say a lashon of the fire. Like, because we know that Terach had Avram thrown into the fire. Ur Kasdim. And then God made his name Abraham, because he became the father of Hamoin Goyim. Now watch this. Don't say, well, maybe God's only interested in Abraham. But no. Don't say that there's not just a Yachid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, but Hashem selected him that he should be, in the end, the father of all nations who recognize Hashem. Now watch this. This is unbelievable. I didn't realize this either. Eile toldois hashamayim v'ha'aretz behi baram. These are the products of heaven and earth when they were created. Oisi ois. Not behi baram. Be Avraham. Right? You ever hear that, drasha? Eile toldois hashamayim v'ha'aretz behi baram. Be Avraham. That God created the world because of Avraham. Says of Shamshin Rafal Hirsch. It's stunning. People used to say that the world always existed. There was no creator. Abraham was the one who innovated the idea that heaven and earth were created by a creator. So through Abraham, it was recognized, Behi Baram, that they were created. That's the connection. Eile todoy shamayim v'aretz, Behi Baram. You know why it's recognized that there's a creation? It was Be Avraham. It came through Avraham. I want to make two more points. The Siach Yitzchak, the parish in the Siddur Agra, makes the following point. He says, if somebody comes to a place of valuable jewels, you ever go to the Museum of Natural History? They have the section of stones and minerals. They have, and they're vaulted behind special glass, or actually, I was once in the Tower of London. So why did I waste my time down there? You know, the Chida in the Magal Toiv, he writes about his trip to the Tower of London, and you see there the Queen's jewels and the special crowns and ornaments they put on the King and the Queen on special occasions. Imagine if you went to a vault, a safe deposit with all kinds of jewels that belonged to kings and nobles, and they gave you rishus to choose one jewel. And the person who was given rishus to choose was a dealer, a diamond dealer, an expert. And he goes through all of the diamonds and all the rubies and all the emeralds, and he's looking and looking, and he takes out this zach, and he says, what in the world did the guy select? It looks like he took something like a little box. It has no value. Now, if the person selecting was the world's leading expert in valuables, then you would say, I don't know, I don't understand why he picked it, but this guy, there must be something special about the item he picked. So therefore, the Navi tells us, God, you made the heavens. You made the heavens of the heavens. You made all the legions. You made all the angels. And even though you have everything in the world, who did you pick? You were Bacharta B'Avram. You selected God, not the angels, not the sun, not the moon, not the stars, not the galaxies, not the mountains. You didn't choose Everest. You didn't choose the Atlantic Ocean. You chose Avraham. Think about the greatness of Avraham, that of everything in creation, God selected him. And now let me share with you one more thought of Reb Elia Lapian, but I cannot find Rebellia Lapian on Oitzer HaChachma. Actually, I was at a dinner this week, and one of the speakers at the dinner was one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood, a great God of Israel, and he gave a very nice drasha, and I asked him, Rosh Yeshiva, where is that Marah Makom? And the reason I asked him is because I saw he had sheets. And he said that he's reading from a sefer that's out of print. So I figured he must have made a copy of it. And I was hoping he would give me that sheet, which he did. Rabbi Rucham Oshin gave me the sheet. And but turned out, he said it's not in the Lakewood Library. It's only on Oitzer HaChachma. So I was glad to hear that Rabbi Rucham got it from that source also. But it's interesting. I want to share the Lev Eliyahu of Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian, for some reason, is not on Oitzer HaChachma, and he says an amazing thing. God could have selected the stars, the sun, the moon, the mountains, the oceans. He could have selected anybody, and he could have selected someone for any quality. But he selected Umatsasa es Levavai, what? Ne'aman. Why did God forsake all of creation and select Abraham? Was it because of Abraham's kindness? Was it because of his emuna? He was ne'aman. What does ne'aman mean? Loyal. Loyalty. Loyalty. And that is a midah that is very, very much in peril and in danger in the world that we live in today. Of all the qualities of Abraham, the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu valued more than anything else was loyalty. Hashem valued Abraham Avinu's loyalty. By the way, Rav Miller would say, Chazal tell us that when Naomi was parting from Rus and Arpa kissed Naomi, but she left her. Rus did not kiss Naomi. Verus Dovkaba. Rus was loyal to her. She was steadfast. And Chazal say, more than God wants kisses, He wants loyalty. God doesn't want the kisses of Arpa. He wants the kisses of Rus. And Rav Miller would say, you know what marriage is? Al kein yazoy vish. Esav v'imoy. V'dovak v'ishtoy. The definition of marriage is loyalty. It's not neshika like Arpa did. It's devika like Rus did. It's the loyalty. And that was the midah that Hashem saw in Abraham. And of all qualities that Abraham had, that was the reason why Hashem selected Abraham for all time. It's the loyalty of the Jewish people, which is matzachin be'enei Hashem. And that's the midah which Hashem commands in the beginning of the Torah, Al kein yazov ish es avi es imay, v'davak v'ishtay, through thick and thin, to be there in loyalty under all circumstances. Okay, Mar Rav Oseh, thank you everyone for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos. As you know, Matzah Shabbos, right after Shabbos, the campaign begins. I'll be honored if everyone could participate. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Kol tov. Be well.
Baruch Tia. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rabbi Isaac. Have a good Shabbos.
Is there a share on Monday, Rabbi?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.